Today I'm speaking with Tom Hale. He's a retired FFA advisor from Maine. Tom, tell us how you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
I became involved in the FFA in 1975 when I began teaching agriculture at Caribou Tech Center in Caribou, Maine, and had done that for a total of 38 years. When I was in high school, my mother said she did not want us to have anything to do with agriculture because we were poor potato farmers, and she did not want us to get involved in the industry of agriculture. So I didn't have a chance to be a member while I was in high school, but she and I both agreed it was pretty ironic that I found my career in agriculture.
Share a few of your favorite memories with us from your time as an FFA advisor.
Oh, I've been looking back many times. There were several favorite moments with several different student groups involved. And one highlight was when one of my students was named one of the four finalists as the star in agribusiness. And he and his family, our superintendent, and I had a chance to be on the big stage, which at that time was in Kansas City. And he did not win the Star Agribusinessman of the United States, but he certainly represented Caribou very well. And it was very interesting that his dad and brothers also since have been great supporters as a result of the activities of Shane Terrio, who was my student. One that I was thinking about just this morning, a group of students around 1995, I had an honors ag class where we were meeting once a day. This was kids that were going on to college, and we came up on day one with our brainstorming session, and one of my students, Emily Smith, who is probably the largest broccoli grower east of the Mississippi now, said, "I want to build a go-kart." And we all laughed and thought, well, that's kind of a crazy idea. Shortly after that, I was in a teacher's workshop and was sitting next to one of my fellow teachers, and he had this brochure which said, "Have your students build an electric vehicle and race in the very first electric vehicle race of this sort held east of the Mississippi." So I brought it back to those same kids, and I said, "You know, Emily's idea may not have been so crazy. Do you guys want to do this?" And we did. That group of kids built a car for the Electrathon, which is a battery-powered vehicle contest. They competed at Portland, Maine, in the very first Electrathon event and won it. We had a lot of success with that electric vehicle. We were invited to compete in Phoenix, Arizona at the National Electrathon event and had a chance to bring a group of kids out there where we finished fourth in the nation in the high school category. So that one stands out in my mind, and when you talk to those kids involved, that was one of their highlights in high school career as well. We were probably the only FFA chapter that I know of that do something that I call it crazy, but that was part of our ag mechanics project. One of my general highlights would be the involvement of parents. When I look back and think of the literally hundreds of parents who got involved in their FFA members' high school career, that also is a highlight to me because they made things happen, whether it was special dinners for fundraisers or to help build the FFA exhibit for the Northern Maine Fair or to chaperone at state convention or to chaperone at national convention. I look back on that parental support as one of my highlights as well.
Well, this past year you received the Honorary American Degree Teacher. What did receiving this honor mean to you?
Well, having gone to many, many national FFA conventions and having several American FFA degree recipients, I was looking down the road thinking, I wonder if I can ever qualify to become an honorary American degree recipient as well. When I retired this year, I talked to Kevin Keith from the National FFA. I said, Kevin, what do you think of that idea? He said, you give me the data and I'll fill it in. I can't think of anybody more qualified to do it. And I thought, well, that was a very nice thing for him to say. And as a result, I reached one of my goals, which was to become an honorary American degree recipient in the FFA. I had a chance to shake the national president's hand afterwards, and I came to know him throughout the year, Clay Michael Sapp, and that was one of my highlights, having my picture taken with him, and he's a good guy, as are a lot of people in the FFA.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I was a part of the New England Ag Teachers Association, NEAT, as we called it, and every spring, right after school would get out, the New England Ag Teachers would gather at a chosen state and share our experiences for the year and do learning exercises and have some fun together. And our vacations were literally based upon traveling around New England area, going to New England Ag Teacher conferences. If you ask my kids, my own kids, they would say that they remember that as one of their highlights as well, visiting different places throughout New England as a result of the attendance at New England Ag Teachers conferences.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for sharing your FFA memories with us. After 38 years, I know you have some special memories to hold on to, and I'm sure you've touched many students' lives. That was Tom Hale, a retired FFA advisor in Maine.